So as you quiet yourself to receive what is here for you, take a breath. Allow yourself in to that place and that space where you feel that love that lives inside always. And perhaps that is just beginning to show itself to you. So take a breath in. Acknowledge that heart center. Say hello. You are here to discover, to uncover, to find who this being is sitting in the chair with you, to feel the love that was here when you walked in today, to acknowledge your family, to go more deeply into acknowledging your own light, to be honored by Kryon and the entourage, by the Council of Light, the Star Mothers, the team here that presents to you, to be honored by wisdom beyond time, honoring the human, encouraging you to say yes, encouraging you to know your wisdom, stepping forward into the light, to live from that beautiful spark of awareness, and feel the love and the healing that comes from that knowledge. There is healing in the room from the message of Kryon, and there is healing from the spark that lives inside.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It is the end of the meeting. There is reflection that takes place, especially when you know that you will leave that which you have called the place of friends. You may not have met one another, dear ones, but you have something in common. So many of you have shared so many lifetimes and you don't know it. This is the place where you would come together and feel a synergy, if you wish, a confluence, if you wish, of spiritual energy that is new. It's almost like a reboot, a birth of something that you didn't expect on this planet. It's not a place where you come and celebrate what you know. It's a place where you come and celebrate what you don't. Because it's beautiful and it's on its way. This is the second part of Two Channels. It will not be a long one. But the profoundness of it, you'll recognize, because we're talking about that which is the spark. I'm not going to review other than to say that spark is the realization of God in your life that takes you out of an old paradigm of what you were taught or what you thought was real, and instead puts you into a place of tremendous discovery and newness, where you realize that the love of God is precious and for you, and it comes without any accoutrements. It comes without tools. It comes without rules. It's just love. It comes with this, the recognition that you are magnificent. Born magnificent, part of a plan, and here you sit. And in the first part, we describe the elements of this the spark. That the first element of it is the actual spark that happens, that takes you out of an old paradigm, an old way of thinking. So complete is that removal that when you get to this new place where you feel so free and alive, you're not even certain of what to do next. And there are some who say it doesn't matter what I do next because this is all. I am one with everything. And all good things will be now added unto me. And in some ways, you're absolutely correct. But the ways that I am talking about are practical. For we're talking about the old soul living in a Western society. It goes from one level to another, but you still go to work. You still associate with your friends. And you still have the things that are practical to attend to. You still have the children and the mates and all of these things that are so important to you. And yet you find yourself completely and totally changed. We told you one of the first things that happens that is an element of this spark is revelation. You realize that the rules that you thought were there are not. You realize that you can do just about anything, including that which you were told you can't. We told you that even looking at your own body, there would be the recognition you are in control. At some level, this will occur to you because the cells of your body are part of this enlightened package. That creation, that soul, and the biology which will listen to that which created it. Because you're a part of God. It goes further. You'll start understanding that the things you were told that are absolute to your society are not. How long you live will be up to you, not to some biological chart. Or averaging, that the susceptibility, perhaps, even to disease and these things can be thwarted or changed or manipulated with consciousness. No one ever told you that, but the consciousness that you're talking about is the consciousness that you have in an alliance with the seed of God within you. Dear ones, I'm going to say it again. Part of the Creator is in you. That is the premise of the creation story itself. This part of God that is in you is a part that can be then expanded with a consciousness that will start to raise and develop, enhance itself and evolve. What do you do next? In the last channel we even ended, we said, what happens when you then realize that nothing that you have experienced, not even a little of it, is being experienced with those around you? And the first reaction will be sadness, then there'll be empathy, then there'll be frustration. Because you cannot do anything at that moment in time to convince anyone to open that door. This is a decision that must be done individually, one at a time. So the idea of evangelizing what you have discovered is an old paradigm. The idea of giving somebody material or giving them a course or giving them training or telling them stories, that's the old way. And you realize you have work to do. There's another paradigm at hand. And you realize it may not be about enlisting them to do the same thing as much as something else that might be at hand. And that's where this channel starts. There are a lot of things, dear ones, that you will go through after the spark. And some of them will come all at once, and some of them will come gradually. But almost every single one of these elements are present. What happens when you step into a new area of your life that's wide open, that has no rules on it, that you've never seen before? What do you do with that? Where do you begin? How do you start? You have to relearn, dear ones, that actual spirituality that you have claimed to be yours. And in the process, you start asking questions. Well, here I stand. What do I do? What is that which is my calling with God inside? What is next? What's the paradigm going to be? And you're careful. Sometimes and sometimes not. Sometimes you will go back to an old way of trying to do something in an old paradigm. It doesn't work. And you realize this has no semblance of remembrance to anything I've learned. This is new. What is going on here, dear ones, is the beginning of the evolution of a new consciousness within you, old soul. And the layers, if you want to call them that, or the realizations, if you want to call them that, or the attributes of the spark start to occur to you. What's next? What do I do? Are there things I should know? And then the things that start occurring to you also would say, well, based upon everything that's happened in the past, there has to be rules. So some will slip backwards. They'll slip backwards because they think they know what to do based upon what they've done in the past. So believe it or not for everyone, but one of the attributes of the spark is going backwards for a little while. But I want to tell you the difference, the real difference of being in this new paradigm and the old paradigm. And I've said it since I met you. You're never alone. In this former channel, I started it by asking you to imagine angels around you. In whatever that means to you, in whatever form that would take in your mind. And that they were quiet. Because you have free choice, they never said, look over here. They never said anything because you have to have free choice. Suddenly you made the choice. You might say you've entered their area. And now they are not silent. And what I mean by that is the new paradigm begins with things you were never taught. Number one. Don't even consider planning ahead. How do you like that? Because your intuition will be the guide. It's the roadmap from now on, not the GPS. Because you're going into areas that have never been tracked, have never been recorded. And suddenly there is the realization that every single day the topography changes. But that shouldn't bother you because the new paradigm means that you trust the intuition that is new, that you have, that you're working with, that you recognize as angelic help. The ones who know your name are starting to develop a rapport with you. And you start to trust that which comes right before you, right before you need it. Situations that might worry you. And we mentioned in the last channel about abundance and jobs and all these things that you've learned to cherish because it's your survival can disappear. And you can stand there and say, it's okay because I know what's coming will be better. And you'll be right. And the angels around you, if they could, would slap your back and say, that's right. You're learning the principles of something you were never taught. that the reality that you will need from then on is something you will create yourself with the intuition and the help from the other side. Intuition which never stops. Intuition which you will then start to be able to slow down. And what I mean by that is intuition in an old energy comes from a sacred place. That triad, that brain, heart, pineal triad that generates the communication with a higher self and is responsible for intuition, is at such a high level that when it comes to you and you're in an old energy, it comes too fast. It comes and goes, and you don't even know what it was. What was that? Should I have paid more attention? What did it mean? And you know this. Intuition, that is what you know about it. What if it were different? What if it came and sat in front of you and said, "Hi, I'm your intuition. Turn left." That would be different. And I'm telling you, that's what it's going to feel like. You are going to be so used to this. Those of you who walked up those golden stairs and felt that spark and know that you are not who you were when you were born will start to get signals from yourself. So if I could make this a teaching day, I would say to you, learn to honor them, recognize them, and follow them. Whereas in an old energy, that which is the logic and the synapse of your brain would talk you out of it. That is what changes. That synapse of logic, which is supposed to be your survival, that has always been your survival, you're going to have to put it in another layer. You'll always need it, dear ones. It's practical, but it's got to now be balanced with that which is that part of you, which is sacred, that intuition, which is coming into play now, saying, pay no attention to what you thought you knew. You're going to go up there and turn left. And your brain will say, don't do that. There's nothing there. You've been there before. And your intuition will say, go up there and turn left. And the further you get toward that turn, the more the brain will object. You know you're a fool, don't you? If you're going to go there and turn left, you've been there before. Think about it. You've been there before. There's nothing there. Why would you go again? And your intuition is saying, blessed is the human being who goes there and turns left. And that's what you do. And as you turn left, you realize that nothing is there that used to be. That instead what is there is new parameters, new people to meet, different situations, and surprises called synchronicity. What's the brain's response? It doesn't have one. It's not built for that. It doesn't react. It simply will give you more bad instructions later. You see, the difference is to put it where it belongs and to change the hierarchy of who you listen to within yourself. That is one of the attributes of learning to use the new paradigm and work with a new paradigm. Another attribute will be this: frustration. Frustrations that things are not then fitting together fast enough. Now, I don't suppose there's anyone in here who feels that. This is the attribute of the old soul. I know you're right. I feel you're right. I am doing these things. I'm doing my best, and it's not fast enough. When are these things going to happen, Kryon? And the answer is they are happening in front of your nose. But you're not aware of them because they're either happening outside of the purview that you normally see, or they're happening in a way you didn't expect. You have to now understand the field. We're not going to teach the field yet again now. Later we will. The field is filled with unrecognized potentials. And part of that intuition steers around those things that are happening in the field. Now, let me give you an example I've given before. If you have a map, It's of a known area. If you have a GPS, the only way it can work is because it knows the streets. It knows the area. So therefore, there is a linear component that says this is the truth. This is the way it works. It's called a map. We'll guide you around on it. Just tell us where you want to go. The new paradigm does not work that way. The new paradigm says there is no map because the streets will change every single time someone else makes a decision in that field. And that map we're talking about is not streets. That map we're talking about is the consciousness of life. A place that you can be where you'll always know whether to turn right or turn left because you know at some level what's ahead. And that is not predicting, it's sensing. And it's sensing the field. Imagine a room full of people, all very different, all in conversation. And in that field, you would say, well, it's impossible to map out what they're going to say or what they're talking about because they're moving around and talking to one another. You'd be absolutely 100% right. You see, you can't do it that way. But if you enter the room and you have an idea, an intuition perhaps, of what is going on, who is talking to whom, where are you going to get that information? And the answer is intuition. Because intuition is hooked to the field. It knows what's going on in the room. It is the master GPS without a map, but with direction of consciousness. And you're able to make your way from group to group and person to person, and you run into the people you should have run into. You talk to the people you should talk to. And as the room changes and the conversation moves and perhaps even gets more elegant over here, you're steered over there. Until you come out of that room with a new set of friends, until you come out of that room with a new workplace, until you come out of that room with a healthy body. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is how it works. What's the frustration? It's not happening fast enough. So if this were a teaching channel, I would say to you, I want you to relax with what you don't know. That is difficult. That's a new paradigm. Well, so far, Crian, you've told us that there is no GPS, we don't know where we're going, and we're supposed to relax with it. That's correct. That's a little nuts. Until you start talking to the people who are doing it. And the thing that you see with them, make no mistake, they're relaxed. They're peaceful, and they're joyful. They're relaxed, they're peaceful, and they're joyful, and that is an oxymoron. You mean you've got people who have no idea really where they're going or what is next. Some of them are suspended between jobs. They don't know who they're going to meet, but they know it'll come someday, soon, when they need it. And you're telling me they're peaceful and they're relaxed. And they're going around smiling about it. Yes, I am. And that is the difference between being in the old room and the new room, which I discussed in the last channel. The paradigm of existence starts to change. And the problem with the frustration is you have to learn to work it. And after you've done that, and after you have the practical that is no longer then irritating you and frightening you, and you get to this place where you say, I'm really beginning to understand, and I'm starting to be peaceful, and I'm relaxing, and all these things, and you start to understand how life will work, you still don't have the answer. What am I here for? What am I supposed to do? Now that's a holdover as well from the old energy that says every single human, even spiritually, is supposed to do something. You got to fit into some kind of a matrix of have to do something. What if I told you that some of you are built and here for, designed for, and named for doing nothing? And you'll say, how is that possible? Because in the doing nothing, you hold this beautiful, joyful presence. And the people in those rooms that are talking to other people and moving from place to place, they'll meet you for a moment or two. And they'll see that you're peaceful. And that you're not bothered by doing nothing. And then they realize, and you realize, really, I'm a placeholder. I'm a placeholder of joy. I'm a placeholder of confidence. I'm a placeholder because when people are learning, they see me, not afraid. They see me, although I'm not writing a book, or I'm over here doing this or that, or I'm not doing any of these things that you're supposed to do. I am just existing. But what I am doing as existing is I am holding a place of compassion for this planet where people see me. And it rubs off. Joy and compassion, these things are catchy, if you know what I mean. You ever had a situation where somebody was laughing? And scientists will say, well, it's the mirror neurons in your brain that make you laugh. Or they're yawning, and the mirror neurons in your brain are making you yawn. It's a little bigger than that when you have joy in a place where people have not seen joy before. What if you're here to hold that so that wherever you are and whoever you meet is influenced by the lighthouse you are that sits there and does nothing but turn and broadcast love, compassion, and joy, and love, compassion, and joy for the rest of your life. Is that good enough for you? It's a new paradigm. Not everybody has to have a contract to do something important for God. What's more important than sitting there and broadcasting joy and compassion and love so that everyone can see the light? Perhaps you're the one that they would be attracted to so they can move on to another group and find that which they needed for healing, that which they needed for peace and comfort for the next portion of their life. Do you see what I'm saying? There's so many unexpected things. Others will say, yes, but I know that I'm here for a reason. There's something here I'm supposed to do. I know it. Tell me what it is. And so now I'll repeat what I repeated a week ago. That what you have to learn to do in this new paradigm, after the spark, after all these attributes, after you've learned, after you're through the frustration, after you're peaceful with yourself and want to know what's next, that which is next will shock you. And I've called this stop the car and sit down. Because everyone's driving. No matter what, that metaphor of driving means you're still going from A to B in your life. You got the ideas of what's next or what's not next or what might happen or what might happen. You're driving the car of your reality, not understanding that that's got to stop. Well, how do we do that? What do you mean? I actually mean stop for a while. Physically. Go to a place where no one knows you or that you are, just for a few moments if you have to. Get away. Suspend what's going to happen when the clock gets to a certain place and you have an appointment. Suspend what might happen with a clock at all. And sit down, put your hand up, and dare to be loved. And you say to Spirit, dear Spirit, I have no idea what I'm doing, but you do. Dear Spirit, I have stopped the car for a moment because in the silence there is a message. And in the silence you will start to hear. We'll never hang up the phone. We're with you forever. And this is just the beginning. If you'll stop more often, because there are tools at hand you have no idea about, that come from an area you have no idea about, that have nothing to do with your mind or your consciousness or what you think you're here for. Stop the car and forget everything you've ever been told you're here for. Because what you are here for is a paradigm that hasn't happened yet. You're preparing this planet for something that's never, ever been even thought of. A high consciousness that will start to develop, that's already started, will change absolutely everything. And you're going to be part of this in ways you cannot even consider, even as you walk to the store, even as you take care of children, even as you do your laundry, because it's outside the purview of that which you think you know. Tools are coming. Dare to be loved enough so you're open for what is next. And it might be as simple as helping the planet by focusing on something with a high consciousness that only you have, that will bring things to this planet that have never been here before. To interlace with others who are doing the same things, whose names you don't know, in places you've never been. And together, you know you're thinking of the same thing, and with the energy of consciousness, you're creating something that will last forever. If I sound cryptic, it's only because you can't think about things you don't know. You don't know what you don't know, and so these things sound unusual to you. Well, when you get there, there'll be an aha. This is what Crine was talking about. Consciousness used as a tool that it's never been used for before, that's benevolent and beautiful and joyful and peaceful, that will change this planet. Ideas that have never been thought about before. Ideas of those who will run for office, those who will run and how to manage a campaign. Never thought of before. Where will that come from? You. All those who have gone through this spark, who have sat there waiting and realizing this is why I'm here, because I know how it works in a high consciousness field, and I'm ready to help. Some of you will think you're doing nothing and you're doing so much simply by your actions of saying, I'm here, yes, I'm ready. Don't be disappointed when what you thought you were here for doesn't happen, because that was in an old energy, dear ones. In the new energy, maybe you're writing a book and you don't know it. In technology that is to exist someday, that will be able to scan your consciousness, and then they will study you. And they will say, this is the forerunner. These are the kinds of humans that were here that are broadcasting love and peace and compassion. And we had no idea how important they were. Is that new enough for you? These are the things we talk about and will continue to talk about that are beyond that which you understand. But you do feel it, don't you? You do feel it. That's good enough for now. So again, we'll say, sit and be loved, and let everything else come to you with these new tools which are starting to arrive and be delivered by these beautiful angels who have always walked with you every step of your life and are now starting to show themselves in the intuition that you're starting to have. I'll talk of this more. There'll be other times. But for now, I will say yet again, go from this place changed because you've heard something that made sense in an odd way. And so it is.